This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1681. Don't slide, how learning English is like football. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app. In today's episode, you'll learn how the quarterback on a football field protects himself and why you should do the opposite and not protect your ego when you learn English.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th. Hey, Lindsay, are you going to watch any football over Thanksgiving in the next couple of weeks?
Oh, my gosh. I know a lot of people are. I probably won't, though. I'm kind of different like that. I don't watch a ton of football, although I am around people watching football a lot. So it might be on, but I probably won't focus on it.
Yeah, it might be on in the background. That's how it is for me a lot on Thanksgiving. There's usually always a football game on. My dad might be paying attention. The rest of us are like playing games and it's just on in the background.
Got it. Okay. So your dad's the big football guy in the family. Is that right?
Yeah. And I think that's the case for a lot of families in the United States, at least, that American football is, you know, the guys are really big fans. Every now and then I'll meet a girl who's really into it. I do have some friends who are big fans, like to go to the games.
Yeah.
But it is a little bit more of a male dominant sport. It's pretty brutal and violent with them like tackling each other.
It really is. Oh my gosh. Football. It's so American. Guys, again, today we're talking about American football, right? Not soccer. I think most of the world, when they hear football, they think soccer, right, Aubrey?
Yep, exactly. But for us, we just say football and we're talking about American football with the shoulder pads, with the NFL, right? And college football is huge. We're right in the middle of that season. And but it's true, the rest of the world, you say football and they're assuming what we call soccer.
Yeah. And just last week, I think, or a few weeks ago, we did an episode on tailgating. That was awesome. So fun to record that and just show our listeners about this very American tradition and get you guys ready if you get invited to a tailgate party. So go and find that episode. But Aubrey, what are we getting into today? Tell us about this episode.
Yeah. So I was watching a football game with some friends and I saw the quarterback kept sliding. Like no one would even be that close to him. And he would just slide almost like a baseball player sliding into a base. Huh. And so I was asking, like, what's happening? Why is he sliding? And there ended up being sort of a question that they were like reviewing a play to see if he had started sliding before someone hit him. So I was really interested and I started thinking about how this is a lot like learning English. So this episode's interesting. We're going to talk about what that is, why do quarterbacks slide, and how learning English is like football and why you guys don't want to slide.
Oh, I never thought we'd be able to find a comparison between football and learning English. This is great. I love it. I love it. The analogies out there in the world are just so much fun. So let's dig into it. Tell us a little bit about what we need to know about the slide here.
Okay. So first of all, yeah, in American football, the quarterback is kind of the most valuable player, right? He is the one passing the ball. He has to run it a lot, but he's not built like a lot of these other players. He's
right.
often
they're skinny,
smaller,
right? Mm-hmm. They're skinny, small,
short, fast.
Are they tall? Oh, they're short too. Sorry to interrupt.
I mean, not always. Yeah. But they can be short. They can be tall. They just, it's all about their skill with throwing the ball.
Throwing it.
Not about like if they're a good tackler. Like these offensive linemen that are just huge, tall, and really big.
Yeah, I remember in high school, I knew some of the football guys, and I remember that it always surprised me that the quarterback was a guy I knew. He was quite slender, quite skinny. He was kind of tall, not super tall, but I was thinking to myself, why is he the quarterback? He seems like he weighs half the weight of all the other guys in the field.
Right. He doesn't even look like a football player.
No, not at all. More like a track star. So, are they also kind of doing the thinking or the strategizing, would you say?
Yeah. That's a lot of it too, is that they have to make split second decisions, smart decisions, depending on what's happening with the play, who gets blocked by the lineman, and they might have to change the play last minute. So yeah, they have to be quick thinkers too.
Okay.
In pro football, you know, they're often paid the most.
Yeah.
And so it's devastating to a team if they're injured. They might not have a backup quarterback that's as talented, right? So they have to protect themselves.
Sure.
So because of this, go ahead.
No, I just want to say, just before we talk about the slide, we couldn't talk about this without mentioning Tom Brady. I feel like he's a pretty famous and controversial figure. Tom Brady is the quarterback of the Patriots, right? And he seems like he used to be on the Patriots. Now he's on a Florida team, but he seems like he's the quarterback that everyone loves to hate.
It's true. You love him or you hate him. There was the whole Deflategate where he was accused of deflating the ball, which was a big deal.
Yes.
But I actually have my cousin played for the NFL several different teams, and he played with Tom Brady and said he is the nicest guy. Said him and his wife, they both were married and had kids, and most of the other football players on the team didn't, so they had that in common.
Yeah.
And he said he's just so kind, like such a good person in real life. So
that's
I have to
awesome.
Give him a lot of leeway knowing that my cousin knew him personally.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. My roommate in Boston, I think he's originally from New England or something like that. She ended up at a dinner once with him, she said, and it was someone's home, a family dinner. And she said the same thing, that he's a nice guy. So that's good news.
So I like to hope the best. You know, maybe it wasn't his decision to do this who knows? Deflate you don't know the backstory of everything, but I've heard he's a great guy, so I give him a lot of slack.
A lot of slack. I love it. Guys, it's good to know about these figures out in the world of sports or music, movies, whatever it is, because this is what people talk about. I mean, I'm around people talking about Tom Brady a lot, to be honest, these days, it feels like. So you're going to hear these conversations a fair amount. So, all right, let's get into the slide.
Okay, yeah. So because, you know, the quarterback is valuable and has to try to avoid injury, they will often slide to avoid contact, to avoid being tackled.
I see.
Like what this means, if they start sliding, just kind of like a baseball player sliding to a base with their leg down, they're conceding the play. They're signaling the end of the play. And once they start sliding, these defensive players are not allowed to hit them. They're not allowed to tackle them, or they get a penalty.
Interesting.
And, you know, all teams do it to try and protect their quarterback, to try and keep them from getting injured.
Huh.
So, yeah, that's what I had seen, this where the referees were reviewing the play because someone tackled the quarterback after he started sliding. But that was the question of was it before he started sliding?
Ooh.
Anyway, it's interesting. It makes sense once you realize why they're doing it. It looks really strange if you don't understand why. I'm like, there wasn't even anyone around. Why is he doing that?
Right. So it's kind of when a football player slides, they do it to preserve, like just to say, kind of stay safe. Is that what they're doing? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. To stay safe, to avoid injury. So I started thinking about how this is like learning a second language. It's like you guys learning English.
Yeah.
We have this instinct. We want to slide, if you will, to sometimes avoid contact, to avoid embarrassment, to avoid putting ourselves out there when we're learning a language, right? Mm-hmm. I have definitely felt this. I have avoided conversations, not, you know, gone and started talking to someone or just been really quiet in a group conversation because I'm sliding. I'm avoiding embarrassment.
Sliding. Oh, of course. I love it. It's so good. And it's so true. But the scary part is if we do this too much to keep ourselves safe, we're not safe at all. right, Aubrey? We're not safe at all because we haven't developed any skills. We haven't, you know, we've lost the richness of life.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Yes, and that's the thing is we may be, you know, really good at listening to podcasts, reading books, watching TV. None of, you know, that's all safe. None of that is putting ourselves in that position where we have to actually use our language and make those connections. And that is where the real learning happens.
I love that. And so on the football field, this injury, this potential injury that the quarterback is avoiding would be physical, maybe their knee, their back, who knows what could happen. Mm-hmm. It's scary out there, I'm sure.
Yes. But
then in terms of, tell me a little bit about like what exactly we are protecting ourselves from as English learners.
Right. Because it's not a physical injury, right? Mm-hmm. But it's emotional injury.
Yeah.
Like anytime you put yourself out there, you are making yourself vulnerable.
Yeah.
To, if you're worried you'll make a mistake, worried you'll be embarrassed. That emotional injury is just as serious, right? It's just as difficult. And if we allow that fear to keep us from making those connections, we're missing out on so many opportunities.
It's so true. It's so true. I mean, how can we teach ourselves, Aubrey, to, I guess, make it a habit kind of, right? To actually go for it, put yourself on the line. How do we get to the point where we're okay with that and then we're doing it over and over again?
Yeah, I like to think of our personalities and compare it to these two football players physically, right? Mm-hmm. So the quarterback's quite a bit smaller. If you imagine this personality that's kind of small and not putting itself out there, I want you guys to be like those big, strong linemen when it comes to your confidence and your willingness to take risks. Imagine yourself as this bigger personality. Be outgoing. Step out of your comfort zone. Put yourself in those situations and don't worry about making mistakes.
I love it. I'm imagining our listeners out on the field in full padding and they're saying, hit me, I can take it, hit me.
I love it.
And there are
opportunities to practice, right? Before you're face-to-face with someone. Mm-hmm. You can practice with us on Clubhouse, for example. This is a great app for speaking. You can go into all kinds of rooms where you're learning and practicing speaking English. We have a room every week. What a great opportunity to actually be speaking one-on-one with people, with other language learners, with other English speakers, before you're actually face-to-face, to prepare, to practice, to get ready.
I love that idea, Aubrey, of putting an intermediate step right in the middle, and I think Clubhouse is perfect for that, right? So your step one could be listening to this show, learning the vocab, and then every couple of weeks, we do run a Clubhouse room based on one of these episodes. So that's your second step, to come and practice those with us. We, if you're on stage, we will ask you to speak, right? No one has to speak, but you will have the chance to. However, you know, we're not seeing you on video, we're not in person. So that's a nice, safer prepping ground. And then what's that final step? What do you think?
And, you know, to practice with speaking partners, whether you find them in meetups online or in person, our Facebook group is a great way to find speaking partners before you're in a situation with, you know, new friends, new colleagues at work, to have these chances to practice speaking with other people in English. It's going to give you so much confidence.
Yeah. So so the advice here is we're kind of creating a tiered step system, right? It's like a one tier, two tier, three tier. Mm-hmm. And then we get to the point where we're ready to do that business negotiation in English or something like that, right?
Yes, exactly. Love it. Think about the confidence that's built every step of the way at each tier, where you're starting to feel like, okay, I can do this. I'm not making that many mistakes. I'm not worried about the mistakes I am making. I'm connecting with people and I feel so much more confident.
I love it. It's so good. This is inspiring. I never knew we could get this kind of inspiration from football. It's so good. Yes. What's the takeaway for our listeners, Aubrey? Where should we leave them with today?
You know, don't be like a quarterback, right? Instead of avoiding contact with others, take those opportunities to speak English. Don't worry about your language being perfect and just speak. Be more like those big, strong linemen.
And then I think as a final takeaway, also set up a tiered system for yourself and be, you know, intentional about that. Tier one is listening. Tier two is kind of a halfway speaking thing, right? A low risk speaking like Clubhouse or something else. And then tier three is you're having a business lunch in English or you're giving a presentation at work, right? The tiered system will get you to that confidence because we don't go from 0 to 100 in terms of confidence, right, Aubrey? We go through the steps.
Yes, exactly. And we actually have something really exciting coming up that you could add to one of these tiers. Can you tell us about it, Lindsay?
Yes, guys, we can't tell you too much. It is still kind of a secret, but it is coming soon. We are going to have a very cool special offer coming up on Black Friday. Okay, Black Friday. What is Black Friday, by the way, Aubrey?
Yeah, so on Thanksgiving and the day after, Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving because Thanksgiving is always Thursday, but it's actually starting a lot now, like Thursday night. It's a big shopping day in the United States, maybe elsewhere, where there are a lot of sales, a lot of deals. A lot of people do all of their Christmas shopping on Black Friday.
Yes. Yeah. I believe this is just going to be for us a one day thing on that Friday. So guys, be ready. The way you can get ready to make sure you don't miss what's coming is to go to allearsenglish.com/Black Friday. Right. Just spell it out. Go there, enter your email, and you'll make sure that you hear when this special thing is available. I can't say anything else right now.
Oh, I'd love that it's a secret. I think that's so fun. Get on the list, guys. You don't want to miss this.
Good stuff. Awesome. Well, thanks for bringing this topic to our attention today. This has been great. I love it.
Yes. All right. There are metaphors everywhere. We need
there
to see
are.
Them to get this motivation.
All right, Albert, you have a good day. Thanks for hanging out today.
Yes. See ya.
Okay. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.